Hi, my name is Sara Rosengren. I'm a professor of marketing and retailing at the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden. I'm also one of the co-authors of Marketing 5th Edition by Oxford University Press. This podcast is about Chapter 11, Configuring the Marketing Communications Mix. In this chapter, we describe the role and configuration of the marketing communication mix. We also explain the characteristics of each of the primary tools, messages, and media in this mix. We set out the criteria that should be used to select the right communication mix and discuss marketing communication landscape and how it's changing. Towards the end of the chapter, we also consider the principles and issues associated with integrated marketing communications. Okay, here we go. The marketing communication mix can be said to consist of tools, messages, and media. There are five main tools in the marketing communication mix: advertising, sales promotion, public relations, direct marketing, and personal selling. Let's have a look at the five. Advertising has traditionally been defined as a paid, mediated form of communication from an identifiable source designed to persuade the receiver to take some action, now or in the future. Increasingly, however, the term advertising is not only about paid media or persuasion. You can refer back to the DRIP framework that we discussed in Chapter 10. Sales promotion is about offering direct inducement or incentives to encourage customers to buy an offering. Its focus is on stimulating sales. But the promotions could be directed to different parties. It could be to consumers, it could be to agents, or it could be to distributors. The key forms of sales promotions are sampling, coupons, deals, premiums, contests, sweepstakes, and in the trade, various forms of allowances. Public relations are communications that do not rely on bought media, and typically they are used to influence a range of different stakeholders. Different types of PR, or public relations, typically abbreviated with PR, can be identified. But the main approach is referred to as media relations, and it consists of press releases, conferences, events. Other forms of PR include lobbying, investor relations, and corporate advertising. Two further activities within the scope of public relations are sponsorships and crisis communications. Direct marketing aims to drive a response and to shape the behavior of the target audience with regards to a brand. Typically, it has a call to action. Direct marketing is used to create and sustain a personal and intermediary-free communication with customers, potential customers, and other significant stakeholders. Okay, and the fifth one, personal selling, involves interpersonal communication through which information is provided, positive feeling can be developed, and behavior stimulated. Personal selling is an activity undertaken by an individual representing an organization or collectively in the form of a sales force. The five tools have different strengths in terms of control, cost, credibility. They also have different level of dispersion and fit differently with the communication task that we defined in the previous chapter as DRIP. Typically, they're used in an integrated way to ensure that efficient and effective marketing communication campaign is created. All right, so advertising, public relations, sales promotion, direct marketing, and personal selling are the five tools of the marketing communication mix. What about the messages? A distinction is typically made between informational and emotional messages. Messages can be characterized as either proposition-oriented and rational or customer-oriented and based on feelings and emotions. As a general but not universal guideline, when audiences experience high involvement, the emphasis of a message should be on the information content, with key attributes and the associated benefits emphasized. For example, ad campaigns for charities such as Greenpeace or Oxfam, or financial services such as a bank, and government campaigns for health, tax, or state services normally have a statement about the product, ingredients, and deliver rational reasons why the target should behave in a particular way. Informational messages are also more common for products that fulfill functional needs, such as toothpaste or insurance. When audiences experience low involvement, messages should attempt to gain an emotional response. For example, ads for fashion, cosmetic, fast food, soft drinks often engage audiences through the use of humor, animation, fear, and storytelling. The use of celebrity endorsers and peer-to-peer word of mouth can also amplify these messages. Emotional messages are more common for products that fulfill hedonic needs, such as lipstick or going on a holiday. And they are, of course, many situations in which buyers need to be both rational and emotional messages in order to make their purchasing decisions. These include cars, for instance. Increasingly, marketing communication campaigns also include messages that are developed and shared by individuals outside of the organization. This type of content can be about brands, experiences, and events, and it's usually referred to as user-generated content. Another type of content that is increasingly being used is branded content, and we will talk more about this kind of content in Chapter 12. Okay, so marketing communication messages can be characterized in terms of being more informational or more emotional. And increasingly, messages are also communication or consumer-generated or user-generated and also designed to stand on their own in the form of branded content. Let's look instead at the type of media used in the marketing mix. Once a client has decided that they want to use a particular message, decisions need to be made about how and when this message should be conveyed to the target audience. There's a huge and expanding range of media available, and making sure that the right mix of media channels is selected is becoming increasingly challenging. Traditionally, media has been characterized in terms of broadcast, print, out-of-home, digital, in-store, and other. This classification focuses on the properties of the media channels as such. Many of these categories are quite vast and can include a lot of different types of options. Lately, however, the proliferation of media has led to an increasingly complex media landscape. This makes decisions about which combination of media channels should be used more challenging. For example, several broadcast and out-of-home media are increasingly adapting digital elements, and mobile buying is increasing, and most of these channels potentially are as close to purchase as traditional in-store channels. To reflect these changes, practitioners tend to use media classification known as POM, that is, distinguishing between paid for, owned, and earned media. Paid for media traditionally requires that the media time and space is rented from a media owner in order to convey messages and reach target audiences. This could be online or offline. Owned means that the organizations use the range of assets that they already have to convey messages to audiences. It could be using the sales offices or the online web page, for instance. Earned media refers to contents and conversations, both offline and online, in social media and in the news, where somebody else is conveying messages about the brand. The POM classification reflects the increasing scope of contemporary media and the range of media opportunities that you have to engage audiences. It assumes that media is not only about paid media and embraces all items that can be used to convey brand-oriented messages, regardless of whether a payment is necessary. So overall, marketing communication mix comprises decisions related to tools, media, and messages. For these to work most effectively and most efficiently, it makes sense to integrate the activities in different channels or media so that they work as a unit. In doing so, they will have a greater overall impact. This bringing together is often referred to as integrated marketing communications. Integrated marketing communications require that organizations coordinate their various strategies, resources, and messages to enable a meaningful engagement with audiences. The main purpose is to develop a clear positioning, but also to encourage stakeholder relationships that are of mutual value. This bringing together is referred to as integrated marketing communications. In order for the different tools in the communication mix to work effectively and efficiently, it makes sense to integrate them so that they work as a unit. Although most marketers agree that IMC, or integrated marketing communications, is important, there is less agreement on the definition and approaches to use when integrating communications. IMC can be considered both a strategic and a tactical approach to the planned management of an organization's communication. On a tactical level, integration can be considered in terms of the advertising-led, brand-led, or participation-led integration. Advertising-led campaigns are united by a look and feel, referred to as the matching luggage concepts, a unification of often achieved visually through an icon, such as a celebrity logo or brand identifier deployed across all tools and media. Brand-led orchestration campaigns are built on the tangible brand concept associated with a specific need state, occasion, tightly defined target audiences, or specific point of market entry upon which to focus the activity of the channel orchestration. Participation-led integration campaigns are based on the use of digital media designed to integrate brands into people's life through conversation and brand and audience interaction. At the strategic level, IMC can be considered part of the firm's overall capability contributing to brand performance. This is achieved by enabling the development and the implementation of IMC campaigns that result in positive brand-related market performance and improved financial outcomes. Integrated marketing communications has emerged for many reasons, but the two main ones are customers and costs. First, organizations began to realize that customers were more likely to understand a single message delivered through various sources than to try to appreciate a series of different messages transmitted through different tools and a variety of media. Therefore, IMC is concerned with harmonizing messages conveyed so that the audiences perceive a consistent set of meanings within the messages that they receive. The second reason concerns costs. The organizations seek to lower their cost. It is becoming clear that it's far more cost-effective to send a single message using a limited number of agencies and other resources than to develop several messages through a number of different agencies and tools. Okay, so that's it for now. Take care.